You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be here with you on this Thursday night, and I know somebody who's even happier than me, Denver Nugget fans. Because the Nuggets, they just wiped the floor with the Miami Heat, 104-93. And sure, that doesn't sound like a wipe-the-floor score, but ultimately, that's what this game was. The Miami Heat went on a little bit of a run at the end of the game, but they ain't get close enough. Nikola Jokic with a triple-double. Jimmy Butler, only 13 points. The Miami Heat, you're going to hear this a lot between now and Sunday. Game 2 is going to take place on Sunday. The Miami Heat took a record low. 2 free throws. I'm not joking. A record low. 2 free throws. And Nikola Jokic was out here tonight just joining more exclusive company. Let me just give you his stat line. 27 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. He's only the second dude in NBA history to have a triple-double in his finals debut. The other guy, some man named Jason Kidd. And so the Denver Nuggets, you can throw out the idea. You can get rid of the fact that, oh my God, they haven't played in 9 days. And the Miami Heat, in that same time frame, they played 4 games. And so maybe, yeah, just maybe, the Miami Heat were gassed. Because to only take 2 free throws means you were not in the paint. And it also means that you were just out there throwing up shots. And both happen to be true. The Miami Heat took 39 threes. They only made 13 of them. And so, no, they were not aggressive tonight. Caleb Martin, who was a star in the Eastern Conference Finals, he only had 3 points. Max Strus took 10 shots. He missed every single one of them. 9 of them happened to be threes. And Duncan Robinson, he as well, only had 3 points. Bam Adebayo leading the way with 26. So I know this already. We're going to be talking about this game a lot throughout the course of the night. I know we're going to have a lot of calls here throughout the course of the night. And so it's real simple. And thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And if you missed the first hour of the show, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. A big thank you to NBA emerging star and player Wendell Carter Jr. He joined us in the first hour of the show. And even he talked about Nikola Jokic being the most difficult dude for him to guard in the league. And then Wendell also has something pretty cool coming up with his basketball camp. I want to share some of that information with you later on in the show. If you missed it, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let me just give you a broader context on this game tonight. It was an ass whooping. That's it. Don't look at the final score. Don't go, oh my God, it was only 104-93. This was a beatdown. And then we went into the fourth quarter. And then it got closer. At one point I told you the Nuggets were leading by 24 points. And then it got chopped down a little bit. And then Nikola Jokic, who didn't have to go out there hunting for points, he was 8 of 12 from the field, he said, you know what? I'll just start getting some buckets right now. And so how about this layup in the fourth quarter to make it a 16-point game? Take a listen. This is all courtesy of ABC.
Jamal Murray has it the other way. Dribbles behind his back. Peels off to the point. Whips it to Porter. Porter puts it on the floor in the baseline. Gets it to Jokic. Layup. Good!
That's a good play by Michael. Got grabbed on the arm and somehow able to make a little bounce pass to Nikola.
Denver back up 16, timeout Miami.
Well, it's the Nuggets Radio Network. Not too shabby either. Well, let's keep it rolling. Let's take a listen to Jamal Murray. He decided to nail a floater, keeping the lead at 16.
Murray left side now to Bruce Brown. Brown goes to the right hand, guarded by Vincent. Throws it back over to Jamal Murray with five on the clock. Murray tacks the rim, stops. One-legged floater, good. Bank that thing home. 16-point lead for Denver.
Jamal Murray himself finishing the night with 26 points, 10 assists, and 7 rebounds himself. Not too bad. Nikola Jokic, still putting in some points himself. He had a floater of his own, this time making the score 94-82 Nuggets.
Murray gets a pick from KCP, lobs it in the paint to Jokic, little floater up and in. Just do that.
Thank you.
94-82 is the score. Denver leads it by 12.
It's Nikola Jokic, right? He gets triple doubles, doesn't he? I think somebody called last night and said, all they have to do is stop Nikola Jokic from passing. All they got to do is stop him from passing the ball. He had 10 assists in the first half. He had 10 points, 10 assists, and 3 rebounds in the first half. And he still ended with a triple-double. Take a listen to this.
Adebayo has it. He's at the elbow. Guarded by Nikola Jokic. He gets to the dotted line. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, Joker. And there's a triple-double from Nikola Jokic, the second player in NBA history to debut in the NBA Finals with a triple-double. Jason Kidd, the only other one to do that.
Yeah, not too bad to be in the same company of Jason Kidd. One of the best point guards that the NBA has ever seen, and he certainly wasn't known as a scorer. I could see Jason Kidd's stat lines dancing in my head, and they would win these games. I'm talking, you know, 14 points, 12 points, and 11, 10 assists, and 12 rebounds, going, who the hell does this Jason Kidd guy think he is? And he's out there with 2 steals, and he just playing defense. You can't post him up. He's bigger than everybody. Amazing. And you know what? Nikola Jokic was, he put a stamp on things. You saw that, remember that 3-point shot over Anthony Davis? Okay, not quite as dramatic. But to put a punctuation mark on anything, Jokic decided to hit a fadeaway on Bam Adebayo. Listen to this.
Bounce pass inside the arc over to Nikola Jokic. Jokic guarded by Adebayo. No double team. Maintains the dribble to the midpost. 3 on the clock, fadeaway. Good! 104-90, Denver leads it. Less than a minute to go.
That obviously was the final point scored by the Denver Nuggets. And so, a matter of fact, let's just listen to the final call of the game.
Jamal Murray across the timeline. Shot clock is turned off. Miami's not going to foul. 7 seconds left to go in the Mile High City. Denver's going to win game number 1 of the NBA Finals. There's the horn. The Nikola Jokic triple-double. Nuggets win it by 11, 104-93. 3 more wins, and you win the title.
Yep, 3 more wins, and they win the title. I mean, we reached who the hell is this guy portion of the game when the Miami Heat put a guy out there named Omer Yurtseven. I've never heard of this guy. He played 9 games for the Miami Heat this past season. He played 9 games, and he played 1 minute tonight. And so that's what type of ass-whooping it was when I forgot his name already. Omer Yurtseven is getting some action in garbage time. Jimmy Butler, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Bam Adebayo led the way with 26, 13. Caleb Martin only had 3. Max Strus had 0. Duncan Robinson had 3. Haywood Highsmith had 18. Kyle Lowry, I guess a couple of days off did him good. He had 11. Kevin Love did not play at all. because we know Kevin Love cannot defend a lamppost. And the Denver Nuggets would have ran him out of the gym. Every single Nugget in the starting lineup scored in double digits except for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He had 7 points. Murray, 26. Jokic, 27. Michael Porter Jr. had 14. Aaron Gordon started off hot. He had 12 points in the first quarter. He finished tonight with 16 total, and then Bruce Brown, coming off the bench, gave you 10. This was abuse all the way around. And Nikola Jokic, he spoke to Lisa Salters on ABC after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Nikola, there were some concern even among your own coaching staff about being sharp because of all the time off, but you guys were rolling from the initial tip. Just what was working tonight?
You know, we respect that team a lot. They fight, they never quit, and we just wanted to get the first punch. You know, the first three rounds they won their first game when they traveled, when they play on the road, and we didn't want to have that to happen. And I think we did a good job. You know, to hold that team to 93 points, I think it's a really good job.
Another triple double for you. Your teammates describe you as a maestro. Entering the fourth quarter, you'd only taken 5 shots, but yet you were dominating the game. How do you do that?
You know, right now the most important thing is to win a game, and I'm trying to win a game in any possible way. I don't need to shoot and I don't need to score. I don't need to score to affect the game, and I think I did a good job today. Everybody contributed. AG, Jamal, Mike, Casey, like everybody who played contributes, and it's a great win for us.
You damn right, it's a great win for the Denver Nuggets. And game 2 is coming up on Sunday. And this is one thing we know about the Miami Heat. They don't stop. They don't quit. Historically bad game. 2 free throws. How the hell do you only take 2 free throws in a basketball game? How do you not end up with more free throws by accident? We can all run around and talk about the altitude and running out of breath and the air. And they were tired. They played a lot of basketball against the Celtics. When you're just jacking up shots like that, you gassed. You don't have nothing in you. And that's how they played. Everybody was out there missing except for Bam. This was sad. Do I think every game in the series is going to look like this? Do I think it's going to be a sweep? Hell no. But I really see this being a situation and scenario where they only end up with 2 wins. That's it. And tonight was a beatdown. The Denver Nuggets came out on top, and the best player in the NBA right now, the best center, the best passer, is just whooping ass. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Nikola Jokic joining Jason Kidd as the only 2 men in NBA Finals history to have a triple-double in their debut. 27 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds for Jokic. Damon is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? I would like to congratulate you because you're one of the few sportscasters that I listen to. You provide so much content and context that is appreciated by me. But I talked to you a couple of days ago, and once again, I said I think Denver is going to make easy work of them. They're too big, just total, in my opinion. I think, like, with Michael Porter Jr. and with Aaron Gordon, both of them can switch kind of on Bam or Jimmy Butler. So after that, they're kind of done. And I believe they're going to win kind of fast. But the last little point that I wanted to make is could Jokic kind of be on like that LeBron Magic type level? Because as you just said, he affects the game on every level. And it's ridiculous. Is he, I mean, he might be the most valuable player, not just MVP, but to a team.
Well, I think that would be what the MVP is. I think I understand your point. No, what we're seeing right now from this dude is special. I cannot tell you about a basketball player at his size. And this is the cool thing about how the NBA has really continued to evolve over the past. I want to even go back to, let's just say 30 years, 35 years. If you want to think about a Vlade Divac. Vlade used to be the dude, you know, passing out of the top of the post. And then mostly European guys. And then we go ahead and see, we'd see in our Vitas Sabonis. And then we saw, Dirk Nowitzki moving around and shooting. And then things continue to evolve. We ain't seen nobody at the center position move the rock like him. Even coming up and bringing the ball up court and running the entire offense, he really
is. That's why I kind of said LeBron or somebody else like that affects the game.
Well, we've had a lot of guys.
Magic.
We've had a lot of those guys. Thank you, Damon, for calling from Virginia. I think he's in that category. He is putting himself in that category. He is cementing himself in that category. And what will put him in that category permanently is if he wins three more games and wins a championship. What is anybody going to say about Jokic if he wins a title? We going to have people running around saying he's stat padding? Do people realize how dumb that conversation sounded a couple of months ago? Let's think about this as well. For years, and it was justified, for years, people looked at Russell Westbrook and said, oh, he's just grabbing numbers. How is it contributing to winning? It didn't. It never did. Look at what Jokic is doing. Look at the numbers that this guy has. Look at the efficiency of how he's doing it and where the team is going. This guy's a freak. And now the Denver Nuggets, yeah, you heard their radio network. Three games away from a championship. 104-93 was the final. And the Denver Nuggets take game one. And Jokic rolls out of bed, and he just has a triple-double. Oh, so easy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mike Malone, head coach of the Denver Nuggets, he's spoken. Eric Spoelstra, he's sitting up at the dais as well. We're going to start to hear from the coaches, the players, etc. I'm going to hear from you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the great JR, man. Your show is so awesome. We appreciate listening to you on a regular basis, my man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Game one of the NBA Finals is a wrap. The Denver Nuggets beat the Miami Heat 104-93. This game wasn't as close as the final score might indicate, even though it's only an 11-point victory for Denver. At one point, they led the game by 24. It seems that they were riding pretty much a 20-point cushion for the majority of the second half. But the Miami Heat did outscore the Nuggets in the fourth quarter, 30-20. It looked like they were a few turnovers away, a few threes away from potentially getting even closer, but that wasn't the case. Nikola Jokic with another triple-double. Jimmy Butler not having the greatest of games, actually a bad one with 13 points. But Denver held on. Game two will be on Sunday. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to your calls in a second. I want you to hear from the Denver Nuggets head coach, Mike Malone. He's happy that they won. He was not happy that the score shrunk at the end of the game. Listen.
We're up 1-0. That's great, but we have to close games out. We're up 21 to start that fourth quarter, and they open up with a quick 8-0 run. Turnover, layup. We miss a few open shots against the zone, give up some threes. So in the finals, man, you can't pick and choose when you want to play. We got to play much closer to 48 minutes.
Head coach Eric Spoelstra from the Miami Heat, he just spoke as well, and he would like to see more of what took place in the second half and not the first.
Our disposition, the multiple efforts, the resolve in the second half was much better. But, you know, you get to this level, it has to be complete games of that kind of disposition. And even if you have that, you're not always going to win, you know, all the possessions that you want. But that's what you expect. You don't expect it to be easy when you get to this final round. This is a great challenge. It's going to require more. We'll get to work and you know, see what we can do better, what we can do harder, what we can do with more effort, what we can do with more focus, et cetera.
Okay. Well, let's hear from you now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Amos. He's calling from Tennessee. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Amos?
Hey, JR. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to point out, I was looking at the box score. Nobody in the Denver Nuggets had more than two personal fouls. So it's almost like the Heat weren't even trying to get to the hole.
Correct.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's, you know, fatigue or altitude, but something tells me, you know, these games are probably going to get, you know, better down the line. I think both these coaches are really good at making adjustments, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Yeah, well, I thank you, Amos, for calling from Tennessee. I think it's going to be the Nuggets. And to put a different spin on what you said, that's one way to put it. Two personal fouls. Hey, here's some clarity. The Miami Heat only took two free throws. That's it. You know what that's an indicator of? They weren't in the paint. Not at all. Not one damn bit. A matter of fact, just in the first quarter alone, the Nuggets led after one 29-20. After the first quarter, the Nuggets had 20 points in the paint. The Heat had 6. There was no effort. They were just jacking up shots. And when you're jacking up shots, I'm sorry. There's two things in basketball. You're jacking up shots either A or three reasons. Because you're hot and you're going in, feel free to keep shooting them. Or you're stupid. That's B. Or C, you're tired. And a lot of times it's a combination of B and C because driving to the basket takes a lot of effort. It's a whole lot easier to just go, man, I'm tired. Takes less effort to just go, hey, I'm going to jump, regardless of how tired your legs are, versus I'm going to sprint to the basket, I'm going to elevate and try to put up a shot. Man, driving to the basket, I haven't played basketball in a long time. Man, when I got tired, man, ain't nobody was trying to drive to the basket. You just shoot and shoot and shoot some more because you're tired and you're lazy. I don't think, and yeah, I agree with you. Are we going to see more competitive games? I think so. I still got Denver winning. Do I think the Miami Heat are going to have another historically poor performance from the free throw line? They only took two free throws. When is the last time you watched any NBA game? Regular season, preseason, NBA finals? When is the last time you watched any game and only saw two free throws from a team? It's pathetic. 855-212-4CBS. Flute is calling from D.C. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
They are. Yeah, this is a good night for NBA basketball to all the young fans out there that want to learn something about basketball. And two things I wanted to point out. And I'm kind of vision impaired, so I had to really get up on that TV so I could really get a keen-eyed view of what's going on with this Denver Nuggets team, you know, because they're undefeated at home. So I wanted to see. And that Jokovich is two sides to it. He's an outstanding player with his fundamentals, but it's two sides to it because his players, I noticed, when they cut to that basket and they make their cuts to get open, they present a target for him. They put their hands up. They're in position. They cut strong. And he throws very good, crisp passes. But they really present good passing targets for him, too. So it works both ways. And the second thing I noticed about him, too, I've seen him before. Once upon a time, he's been in the NBA once before. He went to three championships. He was the Rookie of the Year and the League MVP in the same season. His name was Wes Unseld, and he played for the Washington Bullets. And he's on the NBA 50 greatest, NBA all-time 50 greatest. And he used to throw some outlet passes and crisp passes, and he reminds me of Jokovic. And if you ever go look back, he's the closest thing I've seen to him. But he just didn't have as much responsibility. But he threw really good passes, and he was a good, outstanding player, MVP and Rookie of the Year the same year. But he had to, James had to evolve when all the seven-footers came into the league. Yeah. So he had to primarily concentrate on defense. But he reminds me of a Wes Unseld. And I was right here in Washington, D.C., the Washington with the Baltimore Bullets and with the Washington Bullets and win a championship. So that's where I'm at, man. I enjoyed the game, and I enjoyed listening to you, J.R. Be good.
Well, thank you, Flute, for calling from D.C. as we talk about Nikola Jokic. It's the J.R. Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you last hour we spoke to Wendell Carter Jr. from the Orlando Magic, and ironically, he talked about how difficult Nikola Jokic is to guard. I want to share that with you next break as well. I'm going to get to more of your calls and get your thoughts here following game one of the NBA Finals.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you? You are amazing. You should be called a sports professor. Anybody ever call you that?
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, no, not really. First time for everything, though. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Denver Nuggets take game one of the NBA Finals, 104-93. Players are finally up on the stage, speaking to the media. Someone currently on the stage right now with Gabe Vincent is Jimmy Butler. He didn't have a great game, a bad one. Only 13 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. He was 6 of 14 from the field. There was a whole lot of nothing. Played 38 minutes. Not a good look for Jimmy Butler. I'm sure he's not going to be as bad in game two on Sunday. But Jimmy Butler, he just spoke and he said, well, matter of fact, he didn't say too much. Listen.
Felt great. I think everybody felt great. Missed some shots. Didn't get back a little bit. But overall, I feel like everybody's win was good. Everybody was moving well. We just lost the game.
Okay. By 20 almost? Well, they didn't lose the game by 20. They only lost the game by 11. But there was like just 20 points. The Nuggets were just keeping them at bay. There was nothing interesting about this game. Nothing. The Denver Nuggets were smacking them around from beginning until end, and the game just went. It's one of the fastest games I've sat down and witnessed in a very long time. And it's easy to have a game go by that quickly when one team only took 2 free throws.
Still can't get over that, huh?
Never.
It's unreal.
How do you take two free throws in a basketball game?
The final NBA Finals game. Were
two?
You right.
It's I don't want to say it's impossible because they did it. How? You know, I know some idiot somewhere is going to say, it's the referees. Referees of Denver Nuggets, they took 20 free throws to two, 20 to two, the disparity. Somebody blamed the referee. No, the Heat just stunk. This game wasn't competitive at all. 855-212-4CBS. Gary is calling from Vancouver. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Hi, JR. I watched the game, and I'm going to say something to you and your listeners out there in the States as well as Canada. I'm a 65 or almost a 65-year-old adult, and I've watched everybody from Shaq to Magic Johnson to Kareem. This 7-foot giant of a man, and everybody says that, oh, you know, he's boring. No, he's not. He can pass. He can shoot. He is something else to watch. This is not going to go five games. This is like men against boys. Butler didn't even exist in this game. The only guy that existed was their 6'9 center. And 6'9 is not a center, but he was a center in this game. But bottom line, JR, I enjoyed it, but it is not going to last long. It's simple. Jokic is too much, too long. It's. I don't have anything else to say. I've seen it. I'm Magic. It's like Showtime. Okay. It's a joke. Thanks, all guys. Right.
Well, thank you, Gary. Appreciate you for calling from Canada. Yeah, for a minute there, he was just like, I don't have anything else to say. And I was like, here he goes. He's going to give us another minute. But then he slowed down and he stopped. So thank you for that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Michigan and talk to Greg. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Let's break this down, my friend. We got the Joker, 7 feet tall, no muscle. He lumbers down the court. But my God, the intelligence, the passing ability, the deftness in his touch when he shoots. Are we looking at arguably the greatest big man that has ever played this game? And that's withstanding Shaq and Wilt Chamberlain. Let's. I've never seen anything like it. How he just, it's amazing how it's almost all, it's a swish, and, you know, it just all a hoop. And you're just going, what am I witnessing here? Yeah, he doesn't look the part.
Slow down a little bit. Let's slow down.
Okay.
Can we say he's one of the best centers that the NBA has seen? Yes. Yes. Without a shadow of a doubt. Do I think it's safe to start running around saying he's the greatest one that we have seen? No. Hell no. Let's slow down on that. Let him win something first, which he hasn't done. He has three more. Let's see what he does over the next several years in his career, and then we can kind of go from there. But he has the potential. Let's acknowledge that part of it.
I mean, but obviously, JR, you see it. I mean, it's just it's hitting you smack in the face, and you just got to go, wow. I mean, stays healthy. And we're just looking at something special, my friend. Hey, real quick, everyone go for your dreams. And always, always remember Agents of Inclusion with JR. It's fantastic, you guys. Never think anybody can't do anything. The Special Olympics, you guys, very special. Love you. Everyone, have a great night. And thanks, JR.
Well, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. And thank you for talking about my podcast, Agents of Inclusion. Yeah, if you got your phone handy, go ahead and search Agents of Inclusion. If you can't get enough of me here, yeah, Agents of Inclusion with Special Olympics. No, so I think most people understand this now. Jokic is good. He is. He's very good. He is like all-time great center good. Is he the best center of all time? That's not even a conversation to have right now. You can acknowledge his potential. You can acknowledge what he has done, but you don't have to put him on the top of the mountain. Let him win something first. Let him do that. You know, we had this conversation earlier on in the show with Wendell Carter Jr. from the Orlando Magic. And I'll share more of what we discussed later on in the show. But I asked him about just playing in the league against Jokic. He's a big man. He is 6'10". He has played against Jokic. And I pretty much asked Wendell, I said, what's the most difficult thing playing against this dude? And just take a listen to our conversation from earlier.
No, when everybody asks me who is the hardest to guard, I always say Jokic because he affects the game in so many different ways. He can score at all three levels, and his passing is off the charts. You know, he has a team that's around him who believes in him, believes in his style of play. So it just makes the game a lot more easy, a lot more free for him. So, yeah, Jokic is one of those guys.
But he's not jumping out the gym. Mm-mm. He's Mm-mm. not running by you. Nope. He's not out jumping you. Nope. So what is it? Is it just skill? Is it footwork? Is it his brain? How does he just do that?
Footwork, I think, is one of his biggest things. Definitely can't run faster, can't jump that high. His IQ for the game is really, really high. And I think he's gotten to the point, in my opinion, for my 5 years being in the league, is just he's got to the point where it's like he doesn't care. Like, he doesn't care if he makes a mistake, but he's going to make the right play every time. So I think he's developed that, you know, as he's – you know, been in the league for however many years. And, I mean, I feel like he can still get even better, in my opinion.
What's he going to do? He just – what more is there for him to do? On a basketball court, what else is there for Jokic to do?
Olajuwon peaked in his early to mid-30s, JR.
Olajuwon was actually a physical athlete. He was an athletic freak when it comes down to his mobility. And so, I mean, for Jokic, you know, I don't think there's too much more that we can get. Skill-wise, yes, but I don't think he's going to peak in the same type of way unless he's going to come out here and hit us with dream shakes.
Don't put it past him.
Yeah, well, we've seen him bust ass already. I mean, fadeaways, and his footwork is dynamic. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Illinois and talk to Robbie. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Robbie.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the radio.
Hey, last player to average a triple-double, actually the only player to average a triple-double in the finals, LeBron James. So not to make any kind of comparisons, but there's that. And then another thing I wanted to add, has anyone thought about if this guy lost some weight, what kind of a freak he would be? I mean, I think that's something to consider as well. Just like peak athletic shape.
He has lost weight, and I think that at this point he might be in peak athletic shape given his body type.
Is it too much to ask for some posters?
Posters of what? You want a swimsuit edition of Nikola Jokic?
No, are you crazy? Like a posterizer dunk, like a poster.
Did you just hear what Wendell Carter Jr. just said?
What? That he's not an athletic athlete? I get it, but
no, that's not what he said. One of the things he said in particular, in agreement with me, is that he cannot jump. What do you want a poster for? You want Jokic to turn into Shaquille O'Neal? Like, what are you looking for?
Yeah, why not?
Well, this isn't NBA 2K. You can't go into creator player mode, and you can't jump the sliders up. Like, he's not Shaq, okay? He is not less. We can go down the line here. He's not Shaq. He's not Wilt Chamberlain. He's not Bill Russell out here. He's not Hakeem. He's not Patrick Ewing. He's not Alonzo Mourning. He's Nikola Jokic. That's it. You want him to? You want more muscles? You want to see more muscles on Jokic? You want him to jump through the gym? For what? If I could play basketball and not have to exert as much energy to run and jump, hey, you want posters? You want high-flying action? Then go watch Russell Westbrook. Tell me where all his triple-doubles got him. Oh, that's right. He's watching at home. Or maybe not. Maybe he's trying on a new pair of leather overalls. I don't know what he's doing. He's not here in the finals again. Oh, that's right. The last time he was a long time ago. Sorry. Lucius is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lucius.
Hey, JR. How you doing?
Excellent, man. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, basically, I mean, watching this game, I'm pretty sure Jokic, for like the first quarter of the game, you know, didn't even attempt a shot and was still dominating the game with his passing and floor general abilities. So what do you think was the biggest issue for the Heat? Was it Jimmy Butler's no-show? Was it their lack of size against Denver, or the missed threes, or basically with, you know, attempting only two free throws, their inability to be aggressive and draw fouls down low? So what do you think was the biggest cause for their failure tonight?
You named all of them, but the one I don't think is going to change is their size. Because Michael Porter Jr. is not going to shrink. And at the same time, Caleb Martin and Vincent and Bam Adebayo, these guys aren't going to grow 3 inches in 2 days. And so I think size and talent and dexterity is going to be a deciding factor. Lucius, thank you for calling from Cali, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to hear more from Jimmy Butler and your calls on the other side. Don't move.